Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the iAccess Alpha Series with BioHarvest Sciences Inc. At this time, all participants have been placed on a listen-only mode, and we will open the floor for your questions and comments after the presentation. It is now my pleasure to turn the floor over to your host, Ilan Sobel. Sir, the floor is yours.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It gives me a real pleasure to present to you BioHarvest Sciences, the botanical synthesis company. Let me first take you through forward-looking statements. You can all read faster than I can talk. So we'll now kick into the presentation. Okay. So first, let me help you understand who we are as a company. At our core, we are a biotech innovator, and we have invented botanical synthesis. This is a new process that is able to synthesize plant-based molecules, and we are able to provide the world consistent, reliable, economically viable, and patentable potent molecules, which form the basis for the next generation of therapeutic solutions. Our platform technology is a major alternative to current modes of developing molecules, such as chemical synthesis or biologics. We are able to produce consistently, in a non-GMO way, the critical phytomedicinal molecules that are so important from plants for our overall health and wellness. And this allows us to turn thousands, hundreds of thousands of plants into predictable, reliable sources of new therapeutic molecules for the next generation of therapeutic solutions. And ladies and gentlemen, we do all of this without having to grow the plant itself. And I'll take you through how we do this shortly in the next couple of charts. We use our botanical synthesis technology to fuel two major divisions or business units in the company. The first division is our products division, where we have commercialized our botanical synthesis technology at industrial scale, and we have built a significant direct-to-consumer business off our red grape cell molecule in order to rapidly monetize and validate the power of our botanical synthesis technology process. This division has led the company now to a very clear and focused path to profitability. We have a 12-month trailing revenue of $10.6 million off one SKU that we've launched into the marketplace across specifically the U.S., which is our core focus, 180% growth and significant enhancement in overall gross margins from 18% in Q3 2022 to 45% in Q3 2023. And we continue to move that gross margin number forward to get to levels that's going to allow us to drive short-term profitability for the company. We're disrupting multiple growth verticals, multiple critical verticals such as pharmaceuticals, cosmeceuticals, nutraceuticals, as well as the nutrition industry. And in February, literally 2 weeks ago, we launched our services division, which is a CDMO business unit, a contract development and manufacturing organization, which really will offer other companies the power of our botanical synthesis technology, leveraging 15 years of development and know-how and over $100 million in investment that we will now offer to major pharmaceutical, cosmetic, nutraceutical, and premium nutrition companies this technology to develop the next generation of plant-based molecules for their therapeutic solutions that they're bringing to the marketplace. The opportunity is significant. Consumers are looking today to address significant unmet needs, whether it's in the pharmaceutical area with unmet medical needs related to a number of different indications, all the way through to the need to provide consumers from a nutraceutical perspective with better next generation preventative therapeutic solutions. In addition, the CDMO model is now a model that has significant momentum in the pharmaceutical space, with pharmaceutical companies now relying on CDMOs to produce a number of their therapeutic solutions. And our CDMO model allows us to play in pharmaceuticals all the way through to cosmeceuticals, nutraceuticals, and nutrition verticals. Let me take a few seconds to help you understand the technology. We have invested literally 15 years and $100 million in this technology process, which ultimately enables us to develop new plant molecules for next generation therapeutic solutions. We start with the plant, which we only need once. Our technology allows us to identify exactly which cells in the plant are able to produce those critical phytomedicinal compounds. Once we identify those critical cells, we take the cells from the plant and we start to grow these cells in petri dishes. And through hundreds, sometimes thousands of experiments and exposing these cells to a number of other unique variables, we're able to do two things. One, we're able to get these cells to produce the exact same phytomedicinal compounds as the plant produces. And in addition, we're able to do this in a way where we do not change the molecular structure. So this is non-GMO. And in addition to mirroring the exact phytomedicinal compounds as the plant produces, we get these cells to magnify the levels of specific targeted phytomedicinal compounds that we're focused on. So in the case of our red grape cell, we magnified the levels of piceid resveratrol by 100 times versus what is found in the red grape cell, with the red grape itself, which allows us to be the only company in the world that can produce piceid resveratrol, which is the gold standard of resveratrol, the Rolls Royce of resveratrol at a commercial and industrial scale from red grapes. Once we are able to have a unique composition that is able to mirror and magnify the critical phytomedicinal compounds, we lock it and we create a cell bank. And then we have a perpetual process where we literally go from cell bank, solid media, cells growing in solid media. We then train our cells. And ladies and gentlemen, cells, plant cells are like human cells. They have memories. And we have a very unique proprietary process that we've developed to be able to train these cells to be able to grow in massive industrial scale bioreactors with liquid, in liquid, and elicit in 18 days the critical phytomedicinal compounds. And then what we do after 18 days, once the elicitation of those phytomedicinal compounds has happened, we harvest the cells, we dry them, and we're left with a final molecule that has significant solubility, bioavailability, and efficacy. So what we're able to do ultimately is we turn plants into scientifically reliable sources of patentable biological molecules. And we're able to address all these unmet medical needs because we're able to produce simple molecules, complex molecules, and composites of complex molecules. That until today, the pharmaceutical, cosmetics, and nutraceutical industry has walked away from producing these critical molecules contained in plants in nature. Why? Because it was just too challenging. It was too challenging because traditional extraction methods had major issues related to consistency and economic viability, because normally the most important phytomedicinal compounds are found at such small levels. And it just didn't make economic sense to be able to use extraction. In addition, We all know that pharmaceutical companies walked away from the plants 60, 70 years ago because you're not able to patent nature. Ladies and gentlemen, our botanical synthesis process technology enables these players, leaders in critical verticals, to address each of these major barriers. We are able to grow with consistency. We have significant economic viability across all of our molecules. And importantly, we are able to drive patentability of our molecules because we're developing unique molecules based on the plant as a result of our botanical synthesis process. In addition, our molecules have optimal bioavailability and solubility, which ultimately leads to efficacy. And from an environmental sustainability perspective, you're not going to get a better technology that has sustainability at the core, where we literally produce with a fraction of the land, the water, and the energy. We've leveraged this technology across two major business units, a products business unit and a services business unit. Let's look first at how we've applied it to our product business unit. In our products business unit, we focused on monetizing our red grape cell molecule. And in 2 years, we've built an amazing commercial machine and a flagship product in the category, which is seen as a market leader delivering better blood flow for consumers, which ultimately is a major unmet need for consumers, specifically as they move through their aging process. This product is a unique composition of piceid resveratrol that we increase 100 times, plus catechin, quercetin, anthocyanins, and tannins that all work together. We've done multiple clinical trials, all double-blind placebo. We're a science-based company. These clinical trials have been published in peer-reviewed scientific journals. The core trial that really validates the power of this molecule demonstrated the ability to significantly increase dilation of arteries after consuming one capsule every day for 90 days. And as a result of the significant increase in dilation of arteries, we're able to increase blood flow, enhancing delivery of oxygen and nutrients to the cells, tissues, and organs, and removing toxins from the body. Ultimately, able to significantly improve physical energy, mental alertness to the more blood flow to the peripheral part of the brain. Our molecules are able to get below the blood-brain barrier. In addition, we're able to demonstrate the ability to maintain blood pressure within already normal ranges, as well as to reduce oxidation of LDL cholesterol and reduce oxidative damage to cells. We have today built a business that has north of 50,000 active customers. It's a subscription-based business. We have verified rating of 4.8 out of 5 from more than 4,200 customers. And we're now expanding this business rapidly as we scale our manufacturing based on executing in the U.S. and in the future in markets like Canada, Europe, and Japan. As you can see here, the core clinical trial results where we demonstrated the ability to increase arterial dilation by at least 70% for all those subjects in the clinical trial that took one capsule of vinia every single day for 90 days. And that was through a mechanism of action where we increased nitric oxide. And nitric oxide is a vasodilator. As you get older, your body produces less nitric oxide. So we increase the nitric oxide level, which is so important. And we reduce endothelial 1. Endothelial 1 is a vasoconstrictor. So the combination of increasing the good stuff and reducing the negative stuff, we deliver significant arterial dilation. We've delivered the significant results with just one SKU. And now we're rolling out across multiple verticals in the next 24 months, increasing our SKU base with very, very strategic roadmap on executing and bringing this molecule to market through unique delivery systems that make sense for consumers. Hot beverages, we just launched in December, Vinia, Blood Flow, Energy, Coffee, and Decaf. We'll launch teas in the third quarter as part of the hot beverage strategy, as well as snack foods, a game-changing hydration powder, hydration product with electrolytes, again, containing Vinia, plus a unique blend of electrolytes that will go into the market towards the back end of this year. And then as well, we're in testing shortly with a unique anti-aging skincare product, all containing the unique plant molecule of our red grape cell. In addition, we have a multiple new molecules that are coming down the pipeline. We will execute the same play in the next 12 to 24 months with a unique proposition anchored in olive cells, where today we produce verbascoside glycoside at the highest levels in the world. Verbascoside glycoside, for many of you that may not know, is one of the most potent anti-inflammatory polyphenols that has many, many benefits related to liver health, related to joint health, related to cholesterol management. And then shortly afterwards, pomegranate cells, where we are able to increase the core polyphenols also significantly. And we will execute the same playbook across nutraceutical as we look to monetize across other categories as well, really building the scaling of the business in our direct-to-consumer business. And I want to reiterate this, ladies and gentlemen, this is a direct-to-consumer business and direct-to-doctor business. We don't go through traditional retail. This means we have a recurring business, recurring revenue business, where north of 80% of our business is subscription-based, with more than 95% of our actual subscriptions being 3 months or more recurring subscriptions. Importantly, as we monetize our technology in our product business units, we are very proud to launch our services CDMO business unit a couple of weeks ago, already announcing two major contracts in the marketplace, which I'm going to touch on in a second. The services CDMO business unit gives us significant opportunity as a biotech company that's anchored in R&D and manufacturing capability, because we are a unique company that's able to scale this technology, and we produce our plant molecules in bioreactors, north of 1,000-liter bioreactors, which gives us unique scalability to bring these products to market very, very quickly. So the new CDMO model, we will be bringing to the market what we call biologics plus molecules. The biologic plus molecules allow us from the plant to produce molecules that are safer, they don't have the same toxicity and immunogenicity issues, as well as faster and less expensive pipeline of molecules for next generation therapeutics. And this is across small molecules as well as complex molecules. Importantly, as we partner with companies, our CDMO partners that own the IP rights from a composition perspective for these new molecules that we've developed together, and these molecules can go down the FDA-approved botanical drug process or regular biological drug approval processes. In addition, we're able to focus the CDMO across customers in the cosmeceutical market, where we see cosmetic companies today looking for plant-derived molecules versus chemically-derived molecules to address consumer needs. And this particular CDMO service business unit gives us unique optionality on top of our high-performing products business. Let's go to the next slide. It's a little bit slow. Okay. I want to take you through how the CDMO services model works. We have a four-step process. It's milestone-driven. We partner with a company that has a focus on specific molecule from a plant. We take the plant once. We work in step one in what we call the predict and selector. For $250,000 to $300,000, you are able to understand exactly the unique molecular composition that we're able to develop utilizing our technology. At this stage, as you move forward to step two, and you're happy with the unique molecules that we've produced and our ability to really drive the molecules at a significant factor of magnification versus the plant, we move to step two where we're able to give you significant biomass, kilos of product to go and do clinical trials, to do sensory work. You come back and basically tell us, wow, the clinical trials were effective. We then move to step three is when we teach and we train the cells to be able to be produced in industrial scale bioreactors. And step four is a long-term partnership royalty model. So what's unique about this is that from plant to final molecule being produced at industrial scale is 15 to 24 months and $1.5 to $2.5 million that is required to be paid on a milestone basis from our CDMO customer. We just landed. We've been in the market for the last literally 4 to 6 weeks. We've just signed two tier one partners across multiple verticals. One of the contracts signed is with a leading NASDAQ-listed pharmaceutical company and a major food ingredients industry player. And we have a number of different companies, tier one companies across major verticals in the current sales pipeline. We have unique biotech manufacturing capabilities. We have a 20 metric ton per year production facility that can produce, in our, according to our product division, north of $55 million of revenue a year at full capacity. This facility cost us $5 million in CapEx one time, can produce north of $55 million in revenue. So really we're talking about, you know, a relationship of CapEx to revenue similar to a literally software companies here, which is the uniqueness of our technology. Similarly, we're utilizing a fraction of the time, space, electricity, water, and manpower, which allows us to produce at unique production costs, which really make this a very, very motivating path for pharmaceutical companies, cosmetic companies, nutraceutical companies, and premium food companies that are looking to drive disruptive innovation. Okay, from a financial perspective, we've had significant success with our red grape cell molecule. As I said earlier, it's a recurring revenue business. Full year 23 revenues, we will at least deliver $12.4 million. And you can see quarter on quarter growth because we as a company, we know how to execute. We've also continued to increase margins. It's a major focus as we build the margin base well north of the 60% gross profit margin. We're also laser focused on driving efficiency from a customer cost of acquisition, and we have leading metrics in this area from an industry perspective. We have a fortified balance sheet. We just closed a $13.5 million private placement. It's Canadian dollars. And we are currently, you know, focused on driving EBITDA profitability for the business in the second half of 2024. Lastly, I want to just say that we have a really highly competent management team. I have really spent the last 4 years in my capacity as CEO to build the dream team. We have experience that is unmatched in the industry from a biotech perspective, from a biological perspective, from a manufacturing of biotech perspective, as well as e-commerce capability, consumer marketing capability for our products division. And then obviously from an R&D perspective, we have the same PhD plant cell biologist working with us today that worked with us when we started in 2007. So there's enormous IP that we possess with multiple patterns, process, utility, and composition. But importantly, from an IP portfolio, it's not just the patterns, but it's the unique, deep, deep know-how that we have as a company that's allowing us to forge and drive a major change in the world, a major movement of change with botanical synthesis as we look to really leverage the power of plant molecules for the next generation of therapeutic solutions. So investment highlights, Our botanical synthesis process technology really represents a generational opportunity for the pharmaceutical and health and wellness markets as we bring these unique molecules, phytomedicinal molecules, to the marketplace with consistency, reliability, economic viability, and patentability. And we're able to really address and drive change across multi-billion dollar industries. We have a high-performing direct-to-consumer product business, as well as our newly launched CDMO services business that already has two contracts that will be operating at also exceptional margins as CDMO operators operate with. We've reached record revenues already, and every quarter we're breaking new and new records given the stickiness of our products based and anchored in the power of the molecules that we're producing. As we look to expand from one SKU to 10 SKUs in the next 12 months, we're going to drive significant growth across our business in multiple different adjacent categories. And our high-margin CDMO service business allows major thought leaders and innovators across the pharmaceutical and health and wellness verticals to leverage the power of our technology to drive disruption and differentiation and thought leadership across their verticals. We have a strong balance sheet, a clear path to profitability, and we're also aggressively targeting a senior U.S. exchange uplisting in the second half of this year with a highly motivated, competent, and committed management team that is driving this journey anchored in their own beliefs and value systems and dedication and commitment to change the world by leveraging the power of hundreds of thousands of plants and the molecules that they produce to massively disrupt multiple verticals from pharmaceuticals all the way through to even disrupting the food and nutrition industry. I'm going to stop now and look for questions.
Certainly.
I'm just refreshing.
Everyone can submit a question at this time by clicking on the Ask Question button on the left of your screen. Type your question into the box and hit the Send button to submit your questions.
Okay, I'll just give people, I see a few questions being popped up right now. And let me start with the first question. I'll read it out aloud. Regarding the services CDMO business, can you talk about partnerships you've inked and what the revenue opportunities are? So as I said earlier, the partnerships that we've inked, one is with a NASDAQ-listed pharmaceutical company, and that's actually for the production of an enzyme. It's a complex molecule that's critical for this pharmaceutical company. We're under strict NDAs, so obviously we're limited on what we can actually divulge publicly. This, obviously, if we're able to develop this unique enzyme, it's a game changer for this company, and this company really has, you know, a significant addressable market out there. And obviously that's why they're making this investment in partnering with a company like us to be able to deliver this unique enzyme that they need at a critical level based on supply chain, let's call it supply chain challenges out there. The second company is a major food ingredients company, and we're looking at developing a plant molecule that we believe will have the potential to significantly disrupt the entire food industry based on looking at different types of molecules that can be utilized in the non-nutritive sweetness space. So this would be multi-billion dollar opportunities. And as I look at our pipeline, we see a lot of players in the cosmetic space. There's a huge pressure from the cosmetics world looking for plant-derived molecules because consumers are just saying no to anything that has any trace of chemicals in it, all the way through to pharmaceutical companies today that understand that chemical synthesis and biologics really have got them only so far. There are so many open indications that have not been addressed, and these are courageous companies that are coming back to where the pharmaceutical industry started, at the source of the plant, to a company like us who have solved all the barriers to utilizing molecules from the plant, as we've solved the challenges around consistency, patentability, and economic viability. And we're looking at some major, major disruptive opportunities in the space. Okay, second question. Discuss customer acquisition costs on the product side of the business. We don't publicly talk about our acquisition costs, but I will share with you that we're consistently benchmarking our customer acquisition costs from an industry perspective. And within the nutraceutical space that we operate in, from a direct-to-consumer perspective, as we benchmark ourselves versus the top peers in the industry, we have, I would say, one of the lowest cost of acquisition based on our route to market. We do a lot of work on TV. We're able to, as a result of the uniqueness of our technology and how we communicate with consumers, we're able to bring literally hundreds of thousands of consumers into the funnel. And we have very high conversion rates, which allows us to really drive a significantly effective cost of acquisition. And with a product that has very high efficacy and very low churn rates, our lifetime value is significant because once consumers, for example, on our Vinia Red Grape Cell product, once they feel the effects of blood flow, and as we know, blood flow is such a critical part of our body's operating mechanism, once they see the effects of the blood flow, more physical energy, more mental alertness, more vascularity, we find that literally we have very low churn rates, and as a result, we have a very, very loyal customer, and that's why the economics are so good, anchored in the fact that it's a direct-to-consumer customer, so we develop a relationship with them. Last question here is just, can you comment on the CDMO pipeline? Look, It's been really humbling. We announced this publicly at Bio 2 weeks ago. Previous to that, for about 2 months, we started to have discussion with some thought leaders across each of these verticals. And all I can say is that the majority of the thought leaders we started with, they're in our funnel and they continue to move down our funnel because these companies are realizing the maturity of our technology, the fact that we've validated the power of the technology, and the fact that we're solving major, major barriers that have not been solved before for the last 60 years, and that's related to the consistency, the predictability, the patentability of the molecules, all the way through to the economic viability. And everybody understands we were given 500,000 plants out there for a reason. And we as a company see it as our mission, together with partners in the CDMO side of the business, to really leverage these plants and their respective molecules to bring the next generation of science-based therapeutic solutions to the marketplace and really drive a movement of change in the world that the world needs so critically because in many respects, chemical synthesis has hit the wall. Biologics has helped tremendously, but biologics has their own challenges as it relates to immunogenicity all the way through to high costs of production and long, long, long time for development of molecule. And we have much better overall performance across each of these areas. So this really has availed us to a very, very exciting pipeline. We have this year we're taking a specific number of plants through partners into our class of 24, and that pipeline is filling up very quickly, and it's super exciting and super humbling to see the kind of reception that we've got. Okay, I'm going to stop now. I think I've covered a number of the questions, and I think I've hit my allotted time.
Certainly. Thank you, everyone. This concludes today's event. You may disconnect at this time and have a wonderful day. Thank you for your participation.